What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Game of Rings, the first ever wrestling trivia podcast. I'm your host, Jeff of JeffRefs.com, and today our contestants are my man Alex from at Fight Gamers, right? Is that what it is?
Fight Gamers TV? The Fight Gamers Wrestling Show. You can listen to us every weekend on iTunes and SoundCloud. It's the funniest, best threesome you'll ever listen to. Not the best you'll ever watch, because we're not on YouTube right now. However...
Plus, if that was the threesome on YouTube, I don't know if it'd still be the best I'd ever watched. You know what I mean?
That's what I was trying to get to. You know, I was swerving all over the place, but thank you, Jeff, for putting me back on the road there. Fight Gamers, listen to it. It's a hell of a podcast. And we got to have the man in the other seat. He eventually has to come on on my show, because now he's on this show. But please introduce that other guy. He's more cool and famous, and he can elbow people in the face in TMZ, because he's way more famous than I am. Go introduce him.
Yeah, he's definitely our main event talent, which is why he's getting introduced second and everything like that. And that's why he won't come on your show, but he comes on mine.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying.
He put his name on the marquee.
I mean, I call him Trey. You guys probably call him Pulse, and you'll find him at Twitter on at JamesPulse.com, which is .com, of course. Say what up.
What up? Hey, what's going on? I'm happy to be here, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, really hyped as fuck. So the real question is right now, where can everyone find you on like .coms and everything like that?
You can just go on YouTube and type in best damn wrestling YouTuber and I'll probably pop up. Or you can go to JamesPulse.com, either one of those.
Yeah, exactly. You got like a fitness Twitter and everything like that that's specific for that or anything that we need to shout out?
Yeah, I got Pulse Fitness Co., but it just recently changed to James Dizarnell. I had to gimmick it up real quick because someone stole my name.
Ooh.
But yeah, I decided to change that because instead of just going with Pulse Fitness, I thought I would open it up and have Pulse Fitness as like a brand under, you know, my real name, James. So yeah, you can check that out. You can find it if you go to JamesPulse.com. I got my links at the bottom there for everything you need to know. Pulse Fitness, my regular YouTube channel. And then I got one that I just started for like video game stuff too, so you can check that out.
Ooh.
Perfect. And if you're watching this or listening to this on our YouTube or at JeffRefs.com, all the links are obviously in the content, so don't worry about that. So we're going to start with the first round, guys. You ready for the categories?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
All right. So these are all out of 5 stars. 1 star, 2 star, 5 star questions. So this tag teams is the first one. I'm going to name 2 guys. You name the name of their tag team. Cages. So I'm going to tell you guys a match that happened. You tell me what kind of cage they used for that match or what the name of it was.
Okay.
And then we're going to that 70s wrestler. So I'm going to just tell you a little piece of trivia, and you're going to tell me which guy who wrestled in the 70s it was.
Okay.
And then, pretty obvious. And then at the movies, and it's just a wrestler who was in a movie, and you're going to name that movie.
Sounds good to me.
All right. So we're going to start with my man Trey, and you can pick the category and star you'd like to start with.
All right, I'll start with tag team 1 star.
Tag teams for 1 star. All right, so Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
Oh my God, I'm blanking right now, dude. 1 second.
You lie.
I swear to God, I'm blanking. I'm not even kidding. I'm about to blow the first question on, is it the Rockers?
Yes, it is.
I was legit blanking. I was like, is it Hollywood? No, it's... I about blew that one.
How old are you again?
I'm 23.
Wow. Okay,
so you're a little young, but not young enough for that to be an excuse.
I agree. That almost real bad. I about lost 100 subscribers.
Yeah, exactly. We just put you on blast right there. That's kind of the worst part about my new little podcast idea here. We're kind of putting everybody.
Hey, but I got it right.
You're not wrong.
You
did get it right. The first question in the history of the show, and you nailed it, my friend. Sorry, 1-0. Alex, you take the board.
Ooh, he does. He won though. He got it right.
No. We're taking turns, alternating turns, and if you get it wrong, he can steal your answer.
All right, let's go.
Because we don't have buzzers yet.
Let's go. That 70s wrestler for 5 stars.
Ooh, going big. I like it. So this is the first woman ever allowed to wrestle at Madison Square Garden.
Oh man. Oh.
You gotta take a shot in the dark on that one.
Yeah, I mean, just name the most famous woman wrestler you can come up with.
what is China?
No, because this is that 70s wrestler. Trey, would you like to try to steal this?
I'm gonna go with Moolah.
You are fabulously correct. It is Moolah.
Boom, baby!
It is now 6-0, and it's Trey's
what
board.
70s wrestler was
the one? He said China. He talked all that jive about the Rockers and hating on the right. Then you said China.
Oh man. That was Trey, a good steal.
What would you like to do for the next question?
Okay, so can you explain the cages category to me one more time? What would it be?
Oh my god, this guy's worse than the spelling bee.
Yeah, I love that we have a heel and a face already. I love it. All right, so the cages one is basically, you know, we obviously know what a cage match is, but this is going to be other variations of cage matches. So I'm going to name like a date and who wrestled, and you're going to tell me the name of the cage match.
Okay. Yeah. All right, then I'll take cages for one star.
James, you should have been a heel and just rolled out right in the middle of his explanation and be like, I didn't catch any of that.
Run it back. But yeah, exactly. So, all right, the question is HBK versus Undertaker at Bad Blood 97 had what kind of cage match?
That was a Hell in a Cell match.
You are correct, sir. So now it is 7-0. And damn. Alex, it's your boy.
Let's go tag teams for one star.
Which already happened, so you're going to have to ask a different one. Remember, that was the Shawn
Let's
Michaels.
Let's go tag teams party. For two stars.
All right. Earthquake and Typhoon.
Come on, man.
This first round's heavy.
I'm more of a second half guy.
It happens.
Earthquake and Typhoon. Why am I blanking right now? I can't get the fucking Rockers. I can't.
This might have been harder than I thought for a two-star question, though, to be fair. I just love fat guy wrestlers, so it's not a big, you know.
Come on, man. I believe in you.
I know Trey knows it. Trey's about to be 9-0 right now.
Even the face is putting you over right here. He wants you to get it.
Earthquake and Typhoon.
Come on, brother.
Take a shot in the dark here, Alex.
say the first thing that comes to mind, man. You know it.
I can't.
I'm going to give you the 5-second countdown right now in my mind.
Oh, man. Oh, the perfect storm. I don't fucking know.
That's a good guess anyway. But no, it was the natural disasters. Oh, and I was supposed
to
do that.
No, I'm going to steal it.
I just screwed up. Trey. Yeah. My bad.
W2K. That's the only reason I know that one.
This is a pilot episode, so forgive me for that one. All right. So, Trey, you get the board. My bad.
Tag teams for three.
Jeff was that referee who broke in on the 5 count and was just like, nah, player, he needs an extra minute. So that was Cena Lesnar right there, like, he needs a minute.
Oh, man, yeah, really, this is all work, just like any wrestling is. So, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish.
Oh, my God! What the fuck, Jeff? What the fuck?
What is Red Dragon?
I love the what is. Yeah, that's a 3-star question, so it is now 10-0.
You're getting buried.
Alex, you're bored, my man.
I feel like Noam Dar. Let's go.
Hey, at least you have Alicia Fox. So.
Ooh, let's go at the movies for their 1 star there, Joe.
I like it. So this featured Hulk Hogan as Thunderlips. You better know this one. You better be laughing because it's too easy. Otherwise, I'm going to be really angry at you.
Oh, man, dude.
Stop. He's got a family. I got to stop the match.
I have to. Come on. You know this one, man.
You really don't know
this one. Come on, Alex.
This basically made WrestleMania happen. The reason you know what pro wrestling is this movie.
What is Rocky?
Which one? I'm going to help you out here.
Oh, my God, man. Was it like Rocky 3 or something?
I'll allow it. Yeah, you can have 1 point. You have the 1 star.
Now. The one.
Was it Rocky 3?
It is Rocky 3, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't believe it took you that long just to guess Rocky.
No. I really, for a second, I thought I was thinking of Hulk Hogan and like Air Bud. I don't know why I was thinking of that. And then I was like, wait a minute.
I would have given you the star if you said Air Bud.
Just for the pop of Air Bud. But yeah, exactly. The trades, you're bored. You're up 10-1.
Ooh.
You know, when you told me the at the movies category, I was like, all right, well, I hope the 5-star one is Rocky 3 because that's the only one I know.
Oh, man, the 5-star one's even more fun than that.
All right, you know what? At the movies for 5.
Ooh, I'm stealing this.
I think you might. All right, so featured a 5-minute and 20-second fight scene between Roddy Piper and Keith David.
Oh, Christ. This is a movie, right? It's not like a TV show?
Correct.
Okay. What is Spider-Man 3?
No, sir. Alex for the steal. Like, name a big Roddy Piper movie. If there is even one, you know what I mean? Like, what would it be?
Biggest one you could think of.
He's with a black guy.
That is correct. That's who Keith David is.
I want to say, what is the black guy in the buddy cop movie?
Close. And they weren't buddy cops. They were actually construction workers who were fighting aliens, and it was They Live.
What?
I would have never figured that one out. What?
So you guys have never seen Roddy Piper say he's all out of bubblegum and all that?
Oh, yeah, never mind. Yeah, then come on, you should have done the quote. Then we probably...
No, that was too easy. That was why, you know, I made it a little harder.
Yeah, you're right. That was
the five-star question. They Live, though. I bet a lot of people listening, if anyone listens, would be, you know, come on, guys. All right, so...
I was going to say Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, like I know when you said TV show.
Yeah, I had to make sure, you know. I was like, okay.
All right, so it's your turn, Alex, even though you missed the steal.
Damn. Let's go Cages for 5 stars.
Cages for 5 stars. All right, so Ric Flair and Sting faced off against the Great Muta and Terry Funk in Halloween Havoc 1989 in this kind of cage.
Oh, my. Oh, dude, it was like early. It was probably the dumbest named cage match of all time.
Damn, you know it.
Oh, you better not blow this one. I'll give you a hint just so you don't give another 5 points to Trey. The part of Hulk Hogan's name from Rocky was in the name of this.
Was that shit called the Thunderdome or something?
Bam, he nailed it. Yes, Thunderdome.
No, y'all thought to give me a 5.
Yeah, I had to give him help on that one.
I had a phone a friend on that one.
Yeah, the 15-1 couldn't happen. So. All right, so it's a 6 to fucking 10.
10-6, all right.
All right, and it's your 4, Trey. Yeah.
4-5.
4-5. All right, here we go.
You're going
to
miss this one.
All right, so this is just in honor of 5 stars, obviously. So Matt and Nick Jackson.
The Young Bucks.
Yes, sir. We would have also taken Generation Me, of course.
But... Oh, dude, that would have been a 6-star.
Yeah, exactly. The stupidest. That's probably the biggest blowjob in the history of TNA right there.
Yeah, sure. I don't know, man. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, no, and that's saying a lot. But, I mean, the Young Bucks, bro, they could have printed their own money like they were Okada. So, anyway, Alex, you're bored, baby.
The Young Bucks, 5 stars. Earthquake and Typhoon, 2 stars.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How many more?
Like I said, it's more just because
How many more are left in tag teams? Just the 4 and the 3?
The 4, because the 3 was the Red Dragon.
Let's go with 4.
Okay, so this one's actually way harder than the 5-star. Dr. Death, Steve Williams, and Terry Bam Bam Gordy.
Oh, my
God. I don't know this one. That's about you, bro.
Yeah, this is one for all the Puro. Break it. Like, this is a real heel. He's losing. He's rolling out of the ring right now. He's trying to catch his breath.
Oh, my God. Dr. Death, Steve Williams, and who?
And Terry Bam Bam Gordy of the Fabulous Freebirds.
Can you give us that at least? What promotion they were attacking?
No, nothing. No hints.
Okay, but I'm gonna give you the hint anyways. Like All Japan mostly.
Oh Christ, dude! I don't know nothing about All Japan.
Bad influence.
The Miracle Violence Connection. Since Trey said he doesn't know anything about.
Yeah, there was no way I was
on Earth.
Yeah, it's just a dope name, so I figured I had to throw them in there. All right, so...
Trey, go
back. Trey's turn.
Before you move on from Dr. Death, have you ever seen the shoot with Luke Gallows and Kurt Hawkins and I don't remember somebody else where Luke Gallows was telling the story about Dr. Death's son, I think? Or no, it was... it was Dr. I don't remember who it was. It might have been... it was someone's son that teamed with Dr. Death in All Japan. I don't know if it was Terry Gordon's or not, but it was pretty hilarious. You should check it out.
What was funny about it, though?
Oh, he went in to answer questions about Dr. Death's book, and it was Johnny Ace. It was Laurinaitis, and he went in to answer questions about the book, and he said, "I'm not writing this. Fuck Dr. Death."
Damn.
And Johnny Ace was like, "All right." You gotta check it out. It's hilarious.
He just said, "All right." He basically got punked.
You ain't gonna do it. You get out. I'm sorry to hear that.
So I blew it. So anyway, James, you're up 15-6, and it's your board.
Wow.
Okay.
What's left for the cages?
We got 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
And then we have pretty much 2, 3, and 4 of the 70s wrestlers.
I'll do cages for 2.
Alrighty. So Ambrose and Jericho, Extreme Rules 2016.
The Asylum cage match, is that close?
That is exactly what it is. And that was also the name of like a shit TNA pay-per-view match. So, yep, that's 2 more points. So, 17-6. Alex, your turn.
Cages for 4.
Was that what the red cage was called in TNA?
Yeah, it was the Asylum. I only know that because I almost had to look that up while I was doing the research for these questions. Mm. And you said what, cages for 3 or 4?
4.
I thought so. All right, so Batista versus the Great Khali, No Mercy, 2007.
Punjabi prison match? Punjabi cage match?
It is the Punjabi prison match. That was quite the excitement.
I love how you know the Great Khali trivia question.
That was instant. Match of disasters? Nah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was expecting, though. This is kind of what was going for par so
just
far.
Just like that, 15-10, right?
You're right. Well, actually, it's 17-10 because Trey got 2 on the
just
last
like
one.
That, 17-10.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there's one more cage question and a bunch of 70s wrestlers questions and a couple movies questions.
Ooh.
I'll round out the cages.
Mm. All right, let's go. So cages for 3. Survivor Series 2002, Triple H versus HBK versus RVD versus Y2J versus Booker T versus Kane.
What is the Elimination Chamber, brother?
You are correct, sir. So that makes it 20-10.
Here we go, Alex.
The first round is rolling on.
20-10? All right, so yeah.
Yep.
How many more do we have in cages?
None more.
We just have 2 in movies and 3 in 70s?
1, 2. I think we have 4 in 70s, yeah, and 2 in movies.
Let me go with 70s for 1 star.
70s for 1 star. The ban of masked wrestlers at MSG was lifted for this wrestler.
Mm.
Can I get that question one more time?
The ban of masked wrestlers at Madison Square Garden was lifted for this wrestler. And he's not China.
Okay. Oh my God.
Can you name a masked wrestler?
From the 70s, though. From the 70s.
Name the first one that you can think of.
It's not Rey Mysterio, so I can't say Rey Mysterio.
You're correct.
Yeah, you could.
You could, yeah.
I'm going to say Jushin Thunder Liger.
No, that's a good guess, though. All right, try to steal it.
I'll just throw a name up there. Blue Demon.
Ooh, that's a good guess, too, but no. Mil Mascaris.
Oh, damn it. I was close to Alex.
Come on. Yes. This category is just shameful for you guys. All right, so it's on Trey.
If you would have had a masked wrestlers category, I would have swept that shit.
Apparently not, because it would have started with this and you would have blown that. So.
So what's left in the 70s wrestlers category?
2, 3, and 4.
I'd do 4.
All right. So referred to Andre the Giant as a big fat French fry.
Who would say that? That's so cheesy.
Oh, that is the 70s.
Yeah, that is true. Did Andre? He didn't. See, I don't know too much about Andre. Like, I'm guessing this was in the middle of a feud. You can give me that. Come on.
Yeah, he gets a hint. He gets a hint.
He was a football player.
Ooh.
Professional.
Oh.
And he wrestled part time. And then he became a professional after he retired.
Am I close?
What was it?
Is it Lawrence Taylor?
God, no. That was way too. He was young. I mean, he didn't even win a Super Bowl till 86. But no, that was not Lawrence Taylor.
That was my answer, too. That was going to be my answer, was Lawrence Taylor.
No, I mean, at that point, Andre was pretty much done. No, Big Cat Ernie Ladd.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I would have gotten that one ever.
Yeah. Is a little out of
my... It's this category. Yeah, this is only because it's just the easiest one that came to my mind. But all right, so there's 2 left of that, and the movies, there's 3.
Let me go with the 70s for 3 stars.
Actually, you can't because that's the one we just did.
Let me get the 70s for 2 stars.
All right, so the kayfabe younger brother of Eddie and Luke Graham.
There's two names that come to my head.
You better not let him have this one. And, I mean, he basically, Jesse Ventura and Hulk Hogan eventually ripped him off.
Oh, you just blew that.
Oh, my God. Michael, you had, what is, oh, off. My God.
Come on, dude! If you get this one, I swear to God, this is all me right
just
now.
Threw him an alley oop. So I mean, if he can't finish that,
what is Buddy Rogers?
God, no, that's Ric Flair. Go ahead, Trev. Yeah, go ahead.
Curious George.
What is Superstar Billy Graham?
It is.
Oh
indeed,
my God!
It would be
oh my fucking God!
That's terrible. Yeah, Superstar Billy Graham.
Yeah, it is Billy Graham.
That's why, like, Eddie and Luke Graham, I don't even know who those guys are, really, but just the name Graham was the giveaway there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say Mike Graham. You know, Jeff Jarrett broke a million guitars, dude.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only other Graham I would have been able to come. All right, so you want to finish out 70s wrestlers, Trey, or you want to go to the movies?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so 4 stars. Hold on, one. All right, so vacated the WWF U.S. title upon winning the WWF World Heavyweight title on February 8th, 1971.
Jeez. You said the U.S. title?
Yeah.
U.S. I'm trying to think of just U.S. champions in general.
Yeah, especially.
See, I'm so, like, the 70s is so before my time. I feel like now after this I have to go and actually watch 70s wrestling.
Yeah, some of these guys, I mean, like, to me it's funny because, like, I grew up a totally different time than you being 7 years older, but yeah, it's like I even have this guy, like, as a figure.
Shoot retro.
Yeah, that's true. That too. So, yeah, doing the retro with Aubrey and everything, but yeah, it's just funny going back to this.
I'm gonna have to pass. I really don't even have a guess for that.
All right, do you got one, Alex?
What was the question?
The question is, this man vacated the WWF U.S. title upon winning the WWF World Heavyweight Championship February 8th, 1971.
Bob Backlund.
No, I like that guess, though. Pedro Morales.
Yeah, that was a good guess. I didn't even think about Backlund.
Yeah, I like that guess a lot. But it doesn't work. It's not worth it.
But you're not getting nothing,
brother.
You're
getting
nothing, brother. Yeah, exactly.
All right, at the movies for 2, 3, and 4 is open, and it's Alex's turn.
At the movies for 2.
All right. So this is the sequel to Stone Cold Steve Austin's 2007 action film starring Randy Orton.
Hmm. 12 rounds?
No, I don't know that Austin was in the first 12 rounds. You got this one, Trey? I don't know.
I can try.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the sequel, you said?
Yeah, this is the sequel. So Austin did the movie in 2007, and then Randy Orton did the sequel.
Oh, no, dude. Was it Condemned?
Yes, Condemned 2.
Yo, I was just looking at Condemned. I have the DVD.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one.
Vinnie Jones, baby. Yeah, that movie was actually pretty decent for what it was. But, yeah, that's not too bad for a ripoff of basically, like, you know, Battle Royale or something. So, anyway, 3 and 4 stars at the movies, Alex. Which would you like?
4 stars.
4 stars. The 2015 film featuring John Cena as a drug dealer.
What the? That's a movie?
Yes. You guys suck at this.
Wait,
by the way.
Is this the one? Is that the one? Oh my God! Is that the one? It's one word, right?
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm blanking on it right now, and I've seen the movie like 3 times.
Can you name who's in it besides John Cena?
Yeah. I don't want to say it because Trey might get it.
I figure you might be giving him hints.
Trey has never heard of a John Cena drug dealing movie, but now I'm interested.
Trust me, it's pretty fantastic, the role.
Oh my God. Man, like this, like, I don't know. I am blanking right now. Oh, wait, Trainwrecked.
No, that's good. He was in that, but he was not a drug dealer. He was like a weird Gym Freak. But no, Sisters with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Trey also said
I'll check that out.
I don't think Trey would have got that.
No, and
I wouldn't.
You definitely should see that. Well, he said he wouldn't, so that's what I told you. Damn. But all right, so now the last question, Trey, is 3 stars at the movies. This film featured George the Animal Steele as another wrestler, Tor Johnson.
I feel like I've seen a trailer for it. Mm-hmm. Like it was one of those things that WWE showed at one point or something.
Yeah, probably like a month ago, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to pass. I don't know.
Can I get the question? George the
Animal Steele as Tor Johnson in this movie. And I'll give you a hint. Tim Burton directed it.
Oh, my God. I don't know. What is American Grit? No, but
I don't even know. That might be 2 movies put together. Ed Wood with Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp was in it. Okay.
Yeah, Johnny Depp was the star, yes. And then, yeah. Yeah, so that it was, I think, 94 or so it came out. All right. All right, everybody. Time for the second round, which features WrestleMania as the first category, Hall of Famers as the second category. Not only WWE Hall of Famers, but just overall general wrestling Hall of Fames, but mostly WWE Hall of Famers. The 30th Man, which is a Royal Rumble reference. And, of course, the artist formerly known as, which is going to be younger gimmicks of professional wrestlers who made it big as, you know, like Triple H, Stone Cold, that kind of thing. So, anyways, it's going to go with Alex because he's down by about – well, it's not good. What is this?
It's a lot there. Jeff.
Yeah, I don't even know if I want to say it, but yeah.
Let's go artist formerly known as for 5 stars there, Jeff.
For the 5 stars. All right, all right. So, Festus.
Ooh. Come on, Alex.
I'm going to say, if you can't get this one, that was your chance. This is your big chance right here.
This is your comeback, bro.
Which Festus of the tag team Jesse and Festus is now known as what in the WWE?
You got it, man. I believe in you.
Yeah, I do too.
I think I know. Hold on. I think I know, but I don't want to. Oh, my. I feel like. Oh, my God. I think.
Trust
I
me. Trey knows, so you're
no,
not going to get him.
Wait, hold on. Fuck.
Yeah, Trey knows.
I guarantee everybody at home
okay,
knows.
Okay, wait.
Everybody.
You're saying that? It's between two guys. I'm going to say Gallows. Luke Gallows.
What was the other guy? Because you're right, but what was the other guy?
The other guy was Matt Morgan.
Oh, my. Yeah, no, definitely not. Good call.
That would
Matt
call
Morgan.
Morgan personally.
Well, you would not.
He's really killing it in the WWE right now.
Yeah, that's another thing. I said currently in the WWE. That's another giveaway, yeah. Alex has been pretty bad at having us repeat to him. So that's good.
True that.
That's just
China's a 70s wrestler, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I go with that one.
Oh, man. So it's your board, Trey, and it is now 15 to 24.
I'll go WrestleMania's for 3.
Ooh.
The trifecta. All right. So Daniel Bryan lost in 18 seconds to Sheamus at this WrestleMania.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's between two, and I can't remember which one it was. Christ.
Yeah, I figured I'd be a little hard. Yeah, of course. You have as much time as you need, considering everybody's been going a little over.
Yeah, true.
Don't mess up, James.
I do that slow 5 count. Like,
dude, I can't remember which one. Was it WrestleMania 27?
It was not.
Yes!
Damn it!
Yes! Yes! Can I steal that, Jeff?
Especially since you're 10, yes.
Trey, you were one off, my friend. This was the Cena Rock. This was WrestleMania 28 in Miami.
Booyah.
Damn it!
And just like that, it is 25 to 18? Wait, what?
Yeah, it's a 6-point game right
Woo!
Now. Wait, what is it? It's 24 to 18.
24 to 18, look out! I got shooters, James. God. I got shooters.
The Golden State Warriors are never out of a game. Coming from Cali out here. All right, so it is now Alex's turn also.
Ooh, let's go. WrestleMania for 5 stars.
Ooh, 5 stars.
He's coming for my neck.
He's got
to make
it
interesting. Gotta make it interesting.
All right, so this is kind of a tough one. So Undertaker faced Big Boss Man in a Hell in a Cell match at this WrestleMania.
Fuck.
That's tough as hell. Holy mess.
Yeah, when I seen it, like when I was coming up with the questions, I was like, that is going to be a tough one.
So let me think here.
I'm trying to even remember when Undertaker introduced the Hell in a Cell. I'm trying to get my years right.
Right?
Well, you did get that answer in the last round.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was 97 Bad Blood.
Wow.
When was...
It wasn't the big...
WrestleMania 15?
Damn. I think someone just Googled it.
No, am I right?
But yeah, you hella got it, yeah.
Oh my God! Yes! Yes! Wait, that's the only one that makes sense, because he faced Flair, and like that's the only lineup is 15, and that was a shot in the dark. Holy shit.
I was taking my numbers, I was like, okay, WrestleMania 2000 happened here.
Yeah.
What could happen between that time period and the match? And I was like, damn, I can't figure this out.
Bad Blood was 97, so the only you're right. It was only going to be 98 or 99, and then you match up the numbers, and you just take a swing, and it wasn't 16. So that's
the funny thing too is like you think Undertaker, all this streak, all this stuff. You'd think everybody knows every match he had, and it's like that's a Hell in a Cell, and it's still pretty forgettable.
Yeah. I didn't even, Giant Gonzalez, that happened. King Kong Bundy.
Yeah, I remember that WrestleMania 9 way more than I remember Big Boss.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is, guys, it's a 1-point game.
Woo! We got shooters!
It's 23-24 Trey right now, and it's Trey's board. So he's still got the lead.
Right,
got control. A lot of the 5-star questions are gone.
I'll do Hall of Famers for 5.
Woo!
Okay, so this is the one that's not WWE related. This Hall of Fame, abbreviated by CAC, holds its yearly reunion in Las Vegas every year. CAC is the abbreviation.
Is it the ceremony itself, or is this a wrestler?
It's the whole, like, yeah, it's the ceremony,
the
organization.
Yeah,
it's all of it.
But
yeah, not the wrestler. Like, yeah, the organization that holds it every year. And it's different people they induct. Like Beth Phoenix was inducted a couple years ago.
Right, I think I saw Meltzer tweet about it once.
Yeah. I met Scott Hall there. That's pretty much my highlight. I actually seen Jushin Liger there once. And it's all free when you go to watch.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty much the best. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, being a wrestling fan in Vegas right now is pretty hot.
I don't want to pass this to Alex because he's going to shoot some random fucking name and he's going to get it right.
Even if not, I mean, it's still a pretty close game, so that's good. We got something going it's around here.
CAC.
No,
CAC.
Wait, what?
CAC.
Like the third letter, the first letter, the third letter.
Yeah, CAC.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know, man. I can't even think of anything they could possibly stand for.
What's your guess, Alex?
I don't know if you guys remember, but I had a show called the CAC Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the hashtag and the actual ad.
And people actually brought it to my attention that there was a thing called the CAC.
Oh, shit.
However, I forgot what it is. I know it's a club. I know it's a club. That's all I remember. I don't know what the CA means, but I know it's a club. But I don't have the answer.
So you're giving up? That's a forfeit of it?
Because I know it's a club. But I just some kid told me the name of it, and I'm like, on a stream, and I forgot. I don't remember for the life of me. I know it's a club, though.
You're not wrong about one of the letters, but yeah, it's the Cauliflower Alley Club.
See, like, what the fuck is that? Like,
yeah, that's tough. That was nowhere near what I was saying.
Yeah, 5 stars, baby.
Damn.
Second round, 5 stars. We're going big. All right, so the board is now Alex's.
Okay, let's go with the artist formerly known as for 1 star to tie the game and put the heat on Trey.
Oh, nice. I like it. For 1 star, I like it. All right, so here we go. The artist formerly known as Isaac Yankum, DDS.
Oh, shit. What
Jerry
is,
Lawler's
what is
personal
Corporate
focus.
Kane?
Yes, and you didn't even have to say corporate, but I love it. Yes, corporate
That's
Kane.
That's my favorite version. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yo, true. Caprice Slack Coleman Kane. Was wrestling in Slacks yesterday. I'm like, we got corporate Caprice
corporate
at Caprice. The ROH, so that's cool. All right, so now it is 24-24, and it is Trey's board.
Wait a minute. Did I just go on a 14-0 run?
Yeah, to start the half.
I ain't even got words.
I'm going to put this on. We were talking March Madness in the intermission, and that's what it has to do with
it. A 14-0 run. Can Trey stop the bleeding?
Here we go.
I don't know, man.
Let's see what he's got. He said before this round started that all these were tough categories. So.
You know, I'll break the 30th man. We'll do 30th man for three.
Ooh.
All right, so this is the first man to win a Royal Rumble from the 30th spot.
Oh, wow.
Dude, motherfucker. These are, like, the easiest questions ever, and I just, like...
Well, I thought they were easy when I wrote them, but I bet if people were asking me them, I wouldn't be hit them either. So.
It's like when you get put on the spot and you're like, you know, like,
Yeah. Nobody like, that's like pretty much the show is being called Put on the Spot now.
Yeah, true. This one.
God, I got two names in mind.
Yeah, I don't think I'm close.
And it actually happened 2 years in a row, so it's kind of tricky.
Steve Austin?
No.
That was going to be my guess. Wow.
So what was name number two?
Oof, hold on. Is it my turn? Can I try?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Fucking A, number 30. And Triple H came in and won it, but I know it wasn't him.
Right, he wasn't the first. But that might have happened.
But he was the best.
In his mind, he was the only.
Rey Mysterio?
Incorrect. The correct answer was The Undertaker in 2007.
Wow. Okay, I was going to say... Yeah, okay. I wasn't going to say Undertaker.
I didn't watch anything at that time, so...
At that day and age, he didn't have the longevity to go any longer than the 30th spot, I imagine.
What year was this?
2007.
10 years ago.
And he's still going. He was even in the Rumble this year. So that's cool. All right, so now, Alex, your turn. Tie game, 24 up.
Let's go Hall of Fame for one star.
All right. So this GM, referee, and manager is going into the Hall of Fame of the WWE this year, player.
Now, wait just a minute now, player. We're going to have ourselves a tag team match. It's going to be Jeff and CM Pulse. Versus Smalls and The Undertaker. I'm gonna go with their Teddy Long there, Jeff.
You are 100% holla correct there. And it's 25 to 24. The lead has shifted, and Trey has yet to get one correct
Trey
in this round.
Trey has yet to get up on the mat in the second half.
I'm blowing it, man.
This is one of those like big seed versus little seed conference games right now.
This is nutty. What's left in WrestleManias? I think we only did one, right?
We did 5 and 3.
All right, I'll do 4.
Ooh. All right. So at this WrestleMania, the Boogeyman defeated Booker T and Charmel in a handicap match.
What the fuck?
That was at WrestleMania?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And they had a dark period during that time, man.
This is when I was too cool to watch wrestling, at least WWE. I was only watching.
Yeah, I wasn't even watching. I stopped at that point.
Spanish station out here had like AAA on every week, so I'd watch that.
Was that good at that point?
I mean, it was fun to watch dudes flying out of the ring, man. I had a good time.
That's true.
You know, I think they had the six-sided ring at that time. I don't know. It was wild. Now they put on CMLL.
Was it WrestleMania 23?
Just like the last WrestleMania question, one off. Oh, which I can't give Alex this one now because I just jinxed it.
My guess was going to be 21 or 22.
Nah, but just like, all right, so you said 21 first, so I'll count that one. It was 22. Okay. So.
That's the only thing. I just try to narrow it down to like two or three possible ones like Trey probably does, and that's it.
Dude, I narrow it down and I pick the wrong one every time.
To be fair, though, it's like I had to stop the bleeding for him just like I did for you last round. So, all right, so this is your turn, Alex. All right, 25 to 24.
Let's go WrestleMania for two.
All right, the deuce. All right. Hulk Hogan defeated Andre the Giant in this WrestleMania main event.
Wasn't that three?
Just like Rocky, it was three. Okay. And it is now 27 to 24.
Ooh!
I'm just sitting here hoping every time you get these questions, like, please just fucking get it wrong, because I know like all the ones that you're getting. I don't know any of the ones I'm picking.
A 17.
Go for an easier points, you know. You've been going for a lot of the higher ones, Trey.
Yeah, what can I say? I'm a risk taker. Call me Jeff Hardy.
I like it. I just seen that fool live for the last 2 days in a row. It was awesome.
What, let's see. 30th man, what's left?
One, two, four, and five.
Artist formerly known as, what's left?
Two, three, and five. That's it, yeah. I didn't cross out five, but it's Oliver. That was Festus.
All right, I'll do three for artist formerly known as.
Nikki of the Spirit Squad is now called what in the WWE?
Finally, a gimme for him.
Yeah, really. Yeah, he's a tie the game. He ties the game with that alley-oop. It's a bake-off. All right.
His name's still Nikki.
Yeah, really. That's the
thing. Nikki! I mean, you should have done the dude from Spirit Squad that just came back and just kept his name.
Who, Kenny Dykstra or Mike Modest? Yeah. Which one was it? I don't even know. Oh, man. And then when Christopher Daniels won the ROH title, I thought I saw Mike Modest like move up to the front row to go congratulate him or whatever. But it might have just been like some other bald out of
game. Yeah,
it
might have just been some guy.
Who knows? Anyways, so it's 27-27, and Alex, you have the board.
Wow. Who would have thought? 27-27. Is there one star left in WrestleMania?
There is.
I'll take that one.
This WrestleMania took place at Las Vegas's Caesar Palace.
Oh my god, this is yours. This is your
give
fucking...
Give it to me, baby.
I hate to say this, it's between two, and it's between 9-11. I'm trying to remember.
Whoa, dude, chill out, 9-11.
Whoa, everybody
I'm gonna say 9.
Alright, well, you're correct. You chilled
damn
out.
Damn it.
Definitely. 28.
What
I think Trey making that joke
seems stuff on that one.
11, I don't know. But I just remember the main event having Jenna Jameson and Pamela Anderson.
Ooh. So,
yeah, different times, man.
Yeah, you ain't lying. The Emelina times, I guess.
Yeah, true.
all right, so Alex, you got that right, and it's your board, Trey. 28-27, Alex.
Wow.
What's left in the artist formerly known as?
Number two.
Yeah, I'll try that.
For two stars, who was called Terror Rising?
Oh, that's oh, here we go, baby.
Oh, Alex, stop it there.
Triple H.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready,
yeah.
Baby. I was ready for that one.
Yeah, you definitely were. Damn, I think I'm running out of ink over here. But so, what do we got? That was a two-star, so it's now 29-28, Trey.
Wow, we're trading buckets over here.
This is a good first episode right here.
What is left?
So we're done with the artist formerly known as. The 30th man has four questions left.
Okay.
We're done with WrestleManias, and we have three questions of Hall of Famers. Yeah.
Let's do 30th man for five.
Ooh, going big, taking that big lead. All right. So how many times has the 30th entrant won the Royal Rumble?
Four.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
Let me think.
That reaction. So obviously there's going to be like a parental guidance warden before we start this.
Yeah, episode. Yeah. I know one of them, but I got to think of the other ones. Christ, one just happened. One I can't say. was there another one? Shit, dude. All right. I'll go with three.
He is correct.
Yes! Let's go!
Undertaker, John Cena, and Triple H.
Boom. Why did I think there was four?
I don't know. You were super close.
I thought Rey Mysterio won it from the 30 slot, too, but he won it from, like, the one slot, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'd have to go back and look. There was definitely a couple that went from like 28, 20.
Fuck. So now it's he's up six, right? He's up six. That was big.
Woo!
Yeah, that was huge. Because, yeah, he had the 1-point lead, so now it's a 6-point lead. And it's your board. Smallsies.
Let's go. Is there any 5 stars left?
No, wait, never mind. You just got that
it's
one
James.
Right.
It's James. Yeah, it's Trey.
It's actually, yeah, it's Trey's board. Whoa, I almost blew it right there.
Yeah, I came through with the steal.
Yeah, that's true.
That was big time. That was coast to coast right there.
Alex just yelling, fuck.
Big turnover. I need a timeout.
Yeah, exactly. You give me that 20. But, all right. What do you got, Trey?
So the artist thing is done, right? That one's done with?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hall of Famers in 30.
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. So WrestleMania is done with also?
Yep.
Okay. I'll go with the 30th man. What's left for that one? Whatever the highest one's left for that one.
All right. So 1, 2, and 4 is left. So we're going to go with 4. All right. So for 4 stars, who entered 30 in the 2011 40-man Royal Rumble?
40-man Rumble.
Which is actually the first Rumble I think I ever wrote a blog like review of, and it got me back into writing for wrestling, or got me into writing for wrestling.
Shit, dude. I started watching wrestling in December of 2011.
Yeah, 2011, that was our year, baby. Room 302.
Damn it, dude.
No, I'm hearing some echo now.
Yeah, there's an echo
now. Is that me? How about now?
Yeah. I know you're good.
Yeah, we're good.
40th. Jeez. I remember the Rumble.
He's the 30th that in the 40-man Royal Rumble.
Oh, he was the 30th in the 40th.
Yeah, so it's all 30th entrance.
Oh, shit.
But this was a 40-man. Yeah, this is a hard one.
This is tough. I've seen like little bits of it, you know? That was the one with Santino in it, right? And he was doing the gimmick with Beth Phoenix at the time.
Yeah, I believe so. Which I love that gimmick, which is a big part of why Beth Phoenix was the only watchable girl for a while.
You know, for a while, like, I was a shitty smark, but looking back on it, Santino was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I love that fool. I love comedy in my wrestling. Like, I love a little everything, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like, we were watching The Kingdom, and that guy Vinny in The Kingdom is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen too much of The New Kingdom.
Yeah, I don't know much about him either until the other day, but yeah, good stuff.
All right, so I'm going to go with who would come in at number 30? Who was active at that time? Dude, damn, that's a long – honestly, like in wrestling years,
I'll give you just a little kind of a hint. Like Alberto Del Rio won that one. I think he was the 38th entrant.
Yeah, I remember Del Rio winning it, and he lost to Edge.
Because like my cousin like texted me about it, and that's what got me to watch it. I was like, Del Rio won it. Like that's interesting. And then yeah, that WrestleMania was the worst thing ever. And then Edge retired, and I was like, wow, that whole thing just went bad.
I'm just gonna shoot a name. I'm just gonna say Sheamus.
That's a pretty decent guess.
Can I
but
steal
no.
that?
Yeah, definitely.
Kane.
No. It was – I got bad news, guys. It was Wade Barrett.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Wow. Was that right when they were doing the Nexus thing? Or
I'm pretty sure Nexus was happening at that time.
Yeah.
Because I don't – guys, I remember that happening while I was watching wrestling, so it had to be them. He was the leader
was
and all
it?
That. Or they were all equal, supposedly, right?
Let me check my channel real quick. I can't remember what year I exactly started the channel, but yeah, that was a tough one. I don't remember anything about that. Yeah, December 7th, 2011 is when I started my channel. So was that the year it was 2011?
Yes, sir. But it was, you know, January. So it was like the whole year later.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, Wade Barrett, Wade Breezy. All right. So Alex, you're bored.
So I'm down 6. What are the biggest ones left?
It's not looking good there. We got a 4, a 3, a 2 in Hall of Famers.
Let's and go 4 have, Hall of Famers.
All right, let's do it. This WWE Hall of Famer trained Triple H and the 70s wrestler Chyna.
Trained them?
Yeah, this WWE Hall of Famer trained Triple
Killer
H and
Kowalski?
It is indeed.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn!
That was
damn
a big damn. Pickup right
it's
there.
It's a 2-point game, James!
Yeah, this is huge right here. This is
we got a 1 and a 2 in the 30, and we have a 2 and a 3 in the Hall of Fame. We have 4 questions left.
Mm-hmm. And it's 32 to 34. And then when Trey went from not hitting anything to just hitting buckets.
Hall of Famers for 3.
Ooh, all right. Let's see here. So, inducted by Big John. Inducted Big John Studd into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2004.
Holy shit, dude. Big John Studd. Who the fuck is Big John Studd's friend?
To be fair, I guarantee you these people never met.
Oh, well, great. Yeah.
So think of another way they could be related. Like, yeah, because I don't think these people ever came close to me.
You gotta be kidding me.
And if somebody thinks I'm wrong about that, feel free to hit me up at Jeff Refs and let me know about it. Because when I tell you this answer, you're gonna be like, yeah, they didn't meet.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, that didn't happen. But it's 2004, which to me is a cool year just because I graduated high school, so I put that up in here.
Big this is weird. All right, yeah. So First off, I'd never seen the 2004 Hall of Fame inductions.
I don't believe
Second off, Big John Studd is not related with, like, no fucking connections of this guy.
No, there is a connection, but it's a really weird connection. Like, when stretch. I tell you, you're like, uh-oh. No, that's not it. I don't even know that this guy was on the Earth when Big John Studd was. I'm sure he was, but just barely.
Wow,
probably, like,
that
five.
Is wild. Yeah. That is
what?
Wild.
Who the
Much
fuck
younger.
Is this guy?
Way younger.
That is wild.
Why would some random guy induct Big John Studd? I'm still not even sure I know the answer, but it is part of the question.
How old is Big John Studd?
How old is Big John Studd?
Yeah, I'll
put it this way.
Yours.
He would have fit in that 70s wrestler category. But yeah, he wrestled in the first couple of WrestleManias, but he passed away pretty young. So I don't know, you know.
Big Show? I don't know.
Oh my God!
He nailed
God!
It.
Was it fucking Big Show?
Nailed it. It was Big
oh
Show.
Oh my God, I said Big John Studd, Big Show.
That was it. That's the only connection to the word big.
They're both big dudes. That's how he beats me? Fucking three quarters of the court.
To be fair, it's not over yet, but yeah, that was pretty close.
Steph Curry from 70 feet away, dog.
I know it's big. Who else is big?
I googled it. Oh my, there's no fucking way. Oh, Big Show? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So Judge Alex just admitted he cheated.
I wasn't gonna answer it. I just wanted to see who it was because I had no fucking idea who that was gonna be.
Immortalized in this podcast Hall of Fame. Who else is Big Show? That's fucking great, dude.
No, you nailed it. That was the clutchest shot in the history of the show. But it just started, so.
This is the shit right here that Trey hit me with right there in the chat.
Yeah, that's a super chat. That was a super kick right there, man. So anyway, what do you got, Alex? You're down 5.
Damn, down 5. And then what's left?
There's a 2-pointer, a 1-pointer, and a 2-pointer. But there's also the final Jeopardy.
So there's a 2 and a 1 and a 2. Let me get the 1-pointer just to secure something.
Okay, let's see what you got. Was the all right? So this is the 30th man. 1-pointer. Was the final entrant in the 2017 this year's Royal Rumble?
Oh mother!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh wait, this year
it was Rumble. It was
It was indeed, sir.
Who was at the end of that match? Ooh, we booed him. Yeah, ooh,
the,
all right.
The only guy who could get Randy Orton cheered. Roman
That's
Reigns.
True.
Ooh,
wow.
So it is now 37-33.
So
Trey
I hit
is
a
up.
Hail Mary for WrestleMania 15 with Big Boss Man, and Trey hit the deeper Hail Mary with the Big Show.
Yeah, pretty fucking much. This game has been quite the battle so far.
All right, so...
There's a 2-point question of 30th man, and there's a 2-point question of Hall of Famers.
I'll go Hall of Famers then.
Yeah, all right. Mr. Clutch over here. For 2, the first WWE ever Hall of Fame inductee.
Ever?
Ever.
God damn it. Jeez, this motherfucker's. It's so weird because you think it would be like, you know, when you think of the WWE Hall of Fame, it's such a like a shit show half the time. So you never – are we talking about like the first person even ever announced, period, ever?
They started the WWE Hall of Fame for this person. Because this year – the first year only one person got inducted.
What year was it that they did this?
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not at liberty.
I'm sorry, I'm just, you know.
I know Alex is over there googling this, so
I gotta just get out my head.
I already know what it is.
Yeah, this one's an easy one. I thought.
I don't know. I don't know a lot about.
Just throwing an answer. Let's see what you got.
Yeah. They started the Hall of Fame for this guy. Bruno.
That's a great guess, but actually, he didn't go to the Hall of Fame until like the. Toy
oh
spot,
yeah, that's right. He
you already got it wrong. But yeah, like Bruno, I started toy spotting the year he went to the Hall of Fame because of his figure. So yeah, go ahead, Alex.
They started the battle royal for this fucking guy. They fucking Stephanie McMahon loves this fucking dude. Vince loves this guy.
Who doesn't? It's
Andre the Giant.
And he's a big fat French fry, apparently. So yeah, Andre the motherfucking Giant.
Okay.
Wow. Look at that.
And we got a game here, folks. It's a 2-point game.
I'm down.
And
two.
Alex gets the ball with a 2-point question is the only one left.
Yeah, to tie the game. Give
to
me
go
the
into
ball.
Overtime. We're gonna see if it's going straight to overtime, which it goes to anyway. Yeah. All right. So this is the first Royal Rumble ever. Name the year with 30 entrants.
Wait, let me think. The 20. '87?
The first one ever was '88, so no.
Oh.
For the steal.
What was the question?
No, that's fine. This was the first Royal Rumble ever to feature 30 entrants.
Did the first one ever that they ever did not have 30 entrants?
I'm not telling
That's
you.
That's wild. Okay. Well, fuck, Jeff.
Yeah, ask me. Don't answer my question with a question.
That's what I'm good at. What can I say?
Trickster.
'91.
That's a good guess, but no, you're both wrong, and you're gonna go into final Jeopardy. Down two,
what was
Alex.
The answer?
1989, which was Ted DiBiase.
Was pretty close.
That 30th entrant. Yeah, 1989. So it was the second Royal Rumble ever, 88. So Alex was off by 1 year away from the first year. Yeah. All right. Alex, text me how many you want to.
I'm going to put it in the chat.
No, don't do that because then Trey can see it. Just text
no,
me.
No, I'm going to Jeff to your own your individual watch.
All right, let me see here. I'm not good at this Skype shit. Let me see here.
You see what I
Show
wrote?
It. Alex via Skype, not really. Where is this shit supposed to be at? Featured dancing grandma? No, just text it to me.
Go to contacts. You just go to your contacts and you
right.
should go to his name.
Okay, yes. All right, cool, perfect. All right, so Trey, what are you going to do?
I just added you so I can send you.
Okay, cool. Where are
you? Should be under James Darnell.
Yeah, this whole thing is just ridiculous. I mean, I see you right here. But just tell me anyway, because I already have Alex's, so it doesn't matter. Like,
and it's out of my points?
Yeah, how many of your points do you want to risk right now before I ask the final Jeopardy question? And the category is finishers. So, Alex, if you want to change it, you can send me a different one. But the category will be finishers. So the answer will be a finisher.
Are we answering at the same time? I didn't know if it was one question and we just yell.
Yeah, basically, like, that's like Alex is going to answer in the chat and then you're going to be able to answer.
Yeah, that's how we'll lock in the answers. You text them and then we'll say them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still
okay, so you want me to say out loud how many points
no.
I do?
Wait, hold on. I'm just trying to add to contacts. Boom. All right.
Okay,
so
there
here
we go.
You are.
All
yeah,
right.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hi, Jeff. I'd like to add.
If I get it wrong, do I lose the points that I've been?
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. So like,
wow.
Yeah,
how much am I ahead by right now? Am I
You're up by 2 points. So it is 37-35 right now.
All right. I just sent it to you.
So you changed your answer, Alex?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And so, Trey, that's epic. All right. So right now, Trey is betting 13 of his points, and Alex is betting it all, motherfuckers.
Yo, what the fuck?
Hey, I mean, he went – originally he said 10. Number. No, originally he said 10, and then he changed it when I told him the category, I guess. All right. So final Jeopardy, everybody. You ready? Doot, doot, doot. All right. This is what you get for accomplishing Foot College. Also, Triple H's finisher.
Can you repeat that question?
Yeah. And just put it in the chat, and then I'll read you guys' answers. But this is what you get for accomplishing Foot College. Also, Triple H's finisher. Is Trey about to get buried by this motherfucker? Let's see. Yeah. All right. So Trey went with pedigree. Of course, a ped degree for the other joke that we wrote in there. So now you bet what, 13 to go with your 37. So you obviously have 50. And then our man Alex bet all 35. And his answer was pedigree.
Yeah!
So he wins 70-50.
Wow, what a comeback!
In one of the most epic trivia game show matches of all time.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
That the question was a little easy, but at the same time, I wasn't sure. I was like, does it matter if it's hard or not, or is it matter like how they bet it? And I'm like, it's more about the bet. So
down
I made it
14
kind of...
at halftime, up 20 at the end. That's how I do it right there.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's what we call March Madness, and this is March 12th.
That was some March Madness. Trey, this was awesome, dude.
Yeah,
yeah,
I had
a really good time, actually.
Yeah, it was as fun as I hoped it would be, pretty much. So that was cool. So thank you guys for doing the show. This is Game of Rings. Find it at jeffrefs.com or, you know, our YouTube is ToySpottingTV. I'm going to put it up on, you know, iTunes, all that stuff, as we keep getting them going. And you can find my man Alex at where, Alex?
Man, at Fight Gamers.
All right, Fight Gamers, which is a great podcast. They cover all kinds of stuff, mostly wrestling, which is what we love at Game of Rings, the Wrestling Trivia Podcast. And where's everyone going to find you, my man Trey?
JamesPulse.com.
Ooh.
All right. And right now the current champion is Real Smalls, who was real down at the beginning of this game, and he said China wrestled in the 70s. So you never know what's going to happen.
I demand a recount.
Hey, I smell a rematch, that's for sure.
Hey, I told you, I'm a second half guy.
He did call that. Yeah.
I'm an LA guy, so I stay up late. And if it's a matinee game like what we had right now, a 2 o'clock start for me, gotta wake up a little bit, and then I go on a 17-0 run, and then we trade buckets until the end.
That's a shoot, because me and Alex, like, he texted me this morning, like, yo, and I was like, yeah, we're not doing it this early. He's like, good, because I was like, I just woke up. He's like, me too, man. I was like, yeah, we are not ready for this. So yeah, we're that West Coast crew, room 302, baby. All right, so thank you everybody for listening, watching, all that kind of stuff. Trey, thank you for coming on and beating Alex in the first round and then blowing it in the end. And that's pretty much that. We'll have you guys both on in the very near future. And anybody who likes trivia, keep listening to Game of Rings, baby. We'll keep it going. Later.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, later, guys.